pray. Father, God, we love you this morning. We thank you for giving us life. Thank you for the opportunity that we each have to serve in one way or another. God, we pray that you would lead us in that today. Help us to make good decisions. Pray especially for the county commission as they make decisions. Look at things that they'd have your wisdom, Lord. And just bless this county, Lord, we pray once again in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mrs. White, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, June 12, 2017, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable. I think Sheila wants to make a motion on that.
I make a motion. We approve checks 445-368 through 445-392, and then 445-394 through 445-455, and warrants 677 through 6782, and 4 journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is this a check?
Oh, that's Y the hardware? Check number. I wrote it. I gave you my sheet.
Move to approve check number 445393.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I didn't know there was a June 55th.
Mm-hmm.
On our agenda.
Oh.
Ah, there it is. Let's see. Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 5th and 6th of 2017, and executive session minutes for June 5th, I assume, 2017.
I move to approve previous minutes of June 5th and 6th of 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for June 5th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mileage log discussion.
Shannon has fixed up the mileage log that I understand was approved that the state auditors requested that on the county vehicles that we date and put on where we're going in the reading before and after the miles that was used for record. And that any county vehicle keep that mileage log. Of course, the exceptions would be your road and bridge, they answer to that department and the assessor. And
so you're talking about the mileage logs for the commission vehicles?
Uh-huh, yeah, like
I mean, in there's more than one, right? We've got like three.
Yeah, planning, but any county vehicles that the individual driver, they had requested, the auditors requested that we should have a mileage log. And many years ago we used to have that. When you got in the car, the log was there, and you noted the date and where you were driving and the mileage used.
So, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, we can just leave it in the on a clipboard in the vehicle.
And each official or department that has the vehicle, like your planning, your public administrator, or so forth, they would just need to keep it in the vehicle. And so,
I think that would. I mean, I'm okay with it that way. If there's ever anything said about a county vehicle, we'll know who was driving and where it was, you know, the mileage and where it was headed. Is that all right with you?
Fine with me.
Okay. So we'll just do that then.
Okay. Do we need...
I don't know that we need a motion on that. We'll just put them in the logs in the vehicle.
Okay. Court orders.
Do you just have this one, Wesley?
Just the one this morning. And it's abatement number, it's an erroneous assessment. It's abatement number 203190. And the notes on it state that a mobile home was removed prior to March 2015. And that's the only notes I have for it.
Has it already been abated for 16 or 17, or did you fix it on 17? Or
I did not see where it had been abated for 16.
I looked at the 16 bill, and it was already lowered.
Okay, so it...
And my understanding that a bank had questioned this, they took owner of it, and it was verified by the Errol. Is that what
you called? We had our flyover, we call it, in March of 2015, and it's an empty lot, so we're confident it was gone.
Labeled Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A, dated June 12, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have for today.
Senior Center tipping fees discussion.
I got a phone call asking if we'd discuss either a discount or waiving the tipping fees for the senior center that's being, I guess, demolitioned over. I thought there was going to be somebody here to represent the senior center.
I didn't know of anything being demolitioned. I know there's a sign up out here on 76 future site.
Right. That's, yeah, I just got a phone call. Hey, can you guys talk, or will you guys do it? And I go, we can discuss it, and I can see if we can get on the agenda. But again, I assumed there had been somebody here from the...
I'd like to have more information on it.
Yeah, I just...
Sure.
I don't, that's all I know. So I got a phone call from one of the board members, and so I don't even know if it's... Right there on the corner? I'm assuming, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't. I can't speak on behalf of
the corner of where?
The old Log Manly Body Shop. I think that's on the property that they purchased. That might be something that they would be demoing to turn it down.
Yeah. Is it are they using? It's a community building, right? But it's not a government building. as far as the senior?
The one over here on this side of the county is, yeah, it's a community. I don't know if they own that.
I don't know. I don't know how that. Yes, they must, because when they made a presentation to us, they should be here. When they made a presentation to us, they talked of they were getting a grant or something, and when they sold that building, it would go to pay, so they would have to own it somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I just got a phone call, and I said, yeah, I would.
We can
call the office. And so that's all I know about it.
Want to just table this?
I did speak to the transfer station and our road and bridge. They said we'd never done this before for any.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is it a?
Yeah.
And that we'd be setting.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably need to be here, I think, to know more about it.
Yeah, so we'll move on.
All right, so we'll just move to the. Ozarks Water Watch check presentation.
Want me to sit here? Is it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yep. I don't know how you guys work. I'm David Castelletto, Executive Director of Ozarks Water Watch. I know Gopala was here maybe a few months ago. We've got a check to present to you for $6,350 for septic tank pump out cost share. John informed me that that total now is up to around $17,000. And I asked him how many septic tanks your program has pumped, and 1,400. 1,450, and if you take that times at least a 1,000-gallon septic tank, you've pumped out 1,500,000 gallons of sewage that could have been making its way for pollution and also protecting people's lateral fields. And the biggest thing, I think, is you're making an awareness to the public that it's important to maintain their septic system. So I appreciate the commission being forward thinking on this, and it's not sewers are important, and of course the sewer district does really good work, but we've got to figure out what to do with the septic system. So I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate John in the environmental. He's been really good to work with, and through our other company, Ozarks Environmental Services, we've worked with him and the commission on Rockaway Beach and got that back into non-pollution of Lake Taneycomo. Right. So we're excited about that. So just want to present this check to you today and appreciate all you do to help us protect the environment.
Okay. Explain to you in the letter, I remember, but it's been a while since I read it. Would you explain how that check came about?
The pump out program is a partnership between Ozarks Water Watch and Missouri Department of Conservation through a lake habitat initiative. And they had funding to actually put brush piles and rock piles in Arkansas also. That money would, there's, I don't know how many habitat sites in Table Rock and Bull Shoals they put in that enhanced the fishing in the lakes. Well, they wanted an environmental side to that. And so we've been doing the pump out along with James River Basin Partnership up in the northern part of the watershed around Springfield. We've been doing this pump out for at least 10 years, maybe longer. And so we come over and talk to John because you guys were doing 100% pump out. We said, hey, we'd be happy to help cost share and stretch your money further and help you reach more people. And 1,450 is a lot of septic systems. So it's part of our campaign to bring awareness in the whole Ozarks region of the importance of maintaining your septic system and then kind of pushing them to get them pumped.